اگر حسین به فزیرت مرا به نوکریش خدا به هیچ عذابی مبتلا نکند، کجا روم به که گویم، کجا روم به که گویم، غم دل خود را به جز حسین کسی درد من دوا نکنه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Why do we cry for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam? Crying is at times to show one's helplessness, like the crying of an oppressed before an oppressor. By crying, the oppressed seeks mercy from the oppressor. Sometimes crying is due to an obscured, dark future. This too carries no weight in Islam. Crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam represents one's bond with his objectives and his aims. It portrays that he is not distanced from Hussein alayhi salam and his aim. He thinks that oppression upon Hussein and his household is oppression on himself. For him, their grief is his own grief. In addition to this, his crying is for the oppression on his faith and on Islam. The tongue is the spokesman of the intellect, but the spokesman of love is the eye. Where due to sensation a tear rolls down, it's the sign of the existence of love. When you find the tongue speak logic and wisdom, it's the sign of the existence of the intellect. As the tongue, with its strong proofs, can defend and declare its association with its rightful leaders, a drop of tear can declare war of emotions against the enemy. Therefore, the crying of Hazrat Zainab alayha salam for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is an emotional cry which has a message. The message of Nahy an Munkar, distancing from evil in every form. A strong slogan of defaming every tyrant and every oppressor. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Imams alayhim as-salam have invited those who cannot cry in remembrance of Hussein alayhi as-salam to associate and resemble those who cry, so that the remembrance of Imam Hussein remains throughout time and thoughts. Amazing rewards have been reported for this crying. Crying for Abu Abdullah alayhi as-salam eases the pains of dying. Addressing Masma' bin Abdul Malik, Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam says, "Do you remember Abu Abdullah alayhi as-salam?" He said, "Yes, by God I recall his masa'ib, the afflictions on him, and I cry." Imam replied, "Know that at the time of your death, you will find the advice of my forefathers to the angel of death please you. As a result of this crying, you will see that the angel of death is kinder to you than your mother. It grants ease and happiness in the grave. It will resurrect him with all joy and the good news of the paradise being his reward." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The breath of one who is in grief due to the oppression on us is tasbih. His sorrow, his matam, is worship. Protecting our secrets from strangers is jihad in the way of Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Shaykh Tushi reports from Zayd Shahan. With a group of people from Kufa, we were in the presence of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Ja'far Affan entered. Imam respected him, seated him next to himself and said, O Ja'far. Ja'far replied, May Allah sacrifice me for you. Imam said, I was told that you recite and write poetry in the aza of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ja'far said, Yes, my master, may I be your ransom? Imam said, Recite. Ja'far started to recite. Imam and all those present cried. Imam wept so much that his tears poured down his pure beard. Imam then said, By God, the near angels were all present here. Your poetry and cry for Aba Abdullah, they heard and cried more than you. And this hour the Almighty Allah has made the paradise with every blessing in it mandatory on you. Furthermore, He forgave all your sins. Imam said, Ja'far, shall I say more? Ja'far said, Yes, my master. Imam then said, One who says a poem for Hussein alayhi salam cries and makes others cry, the Almighty forgives him and confirms the paradise for him. Imam Ridha alayhi salam to Shabib's son says, If you cried on Hussein and your tears fell on your face, Allah the Merciful will forgive all your sins, great and small, may they be little or a lot. O son of Shabib, if you want to meet God without having any sins, visit Hussein alayhi salam. O son of Shabib, if you wish to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Imams alayhi salam in their chamber in the heaven, then curse the killers of Hussein alayhi salam. O son of Shabib, if you wish to be like the martyrs of Karbala and attain their reward, then when you remember the musibat of Hussein alayhi salam, say, Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum fa'afuza fawzan azeema. I wish I was with them and had achieved a mighty prosperity. O son of Shabib, if you wish to be with us in the highest levels of the heavens, be happy in our joys and in sorrow in our griefs. And upon you be our love and our wilaya, for the Almighty will raise everyone with what He loved. A tear for Hussein, if it fells in the hell, it will put off its heat and its fire. The angels take and preserve these tears in special bottles. For every action there is a defined reward. Exception is the tear which has no limits, no bounds. Crying for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is being with Hazrat Zahra alayha salam and associating with her as she cries for her son every day. Crying for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam is paying the Prophet's right, the right of God and the right of the Imams. Blessed with the eyes you are to weep, be a cloud and pour pearls and weep. The cure for every wound is indeed the tear. Zamzam of the noble and the pure is the tear. To ascend to your Lord you need a tear. The path to prosperity is via the tear. A tear means the nature, the fitra, all pure. The price to the heaven is only the tear. A tear tear is honor, height and might. A tear is the fragrance of the coat of your friend. The spokesman of the lover is always the tear. The souvenir of the lover is no doubt it's the tear. The flare of one's heart, its dignity is the tear. In worships and prayers, wuzu is the tear. The heart is not dead, indication is the tear. The essence of emotions, its musk is the tear. The Shias you see have an allegiance with the tear. The orchards of their hearts, its rain is the tear. A treasure with no pearl is a Shia with no tear. The possession of a Shia in this path is the tear. He fled from himself, his arms, the tear. The faith of all wounded, their religion is the tear. To separate from all is the meaning of the tear. A shrine with no sign, it's applicable, the tear. Four flowers, one gardener, it's means, the tear. Four flowers, one gardener, it means, the tear. A tear means Fatima. A tear means Hussein. A tear means Zainab, the messenger of Hussein. A tear means Asghar, the infant of Hussein. A tear means the pure household of Hussein.
The cure for every wound is indeed the tear. Zamzam of the noble and the pure.